It's Sophia Franklin. You are listening to Sophia with an F.
Hey, Sleuth.
And the F is for phenomenal. This podcast is rated F.
A lot of the guys that I used to spend my time talking to were guys that would treat me like a science experiment or like a secret. And that's also a trap that I fell into quite a lot.
Are we dating anyone?
Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Okay, is ass, legs, cellulite good? And then we can go.
Who cares about fucking cellulite?
Me.
Girl.
Big time.
No.
Big, big, big. Okay, here we go. James Charles, I am so excited to be sitting next to you. The fact that you are letting us record in your home.
Welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. I was imagining your home and I was thinking about your fridge.
Ooh, what did you... Tell me.
Well, I didn't really
I mean, it is exactly what I thought it would be. Okay. I wasn't expecting a wine cellar with just Coke, like glass Coke.
Every house in LA is so cookie cutter, and they all come with these wine cellars. And I understand if you're like a wine drinker, that would be a gorgeous feature to have.
We're but not.
I think it's disgusting. It's so nasty, and it's time that we start having that conversation.
I think that is Coke so intelligent. How embarrassing, though, going to Italy. That's where it really becomes an issue.
Really? Why?
Because you're in Italy. Everyone is getting wine. They're known for their wine. Oh. And then I'm over here like, margarita. Just kidding. I would never.
No, I'm a Coke girl through and through.
I was about to say, re-say that because that sounded kind of crazy.
Okay. Nothing hits like a cold cup of Coke, especially the Mexican Cokes in the glass bottle. Ooh.
The glass bottle makes
it every time.
Yes. Your glam room and where you do the makeup is really what I'm so excited to see.
Can't wait to show you.
I'm going to cry. So there's a lot to discuss today.
Of course.
My podcast is lighthearted, fun. It's in the comedy section. I think there's some responsibility, and I need to be responsible, as do you.
Yeah, of course.
So I think we should just jump into the hard shit.
Okay.
And then we move along.
Sure. That's fine with me.
It is?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So where are you now with the situation?
I'm great. I'm really good. Everything that the drama that happened was about 3.5, almost 4 years ago now. It'll be 4 years in April. Mm-hmm. And I'm at a really good mental place. It took me a long time to heal and get over and get through everything, but it's something that I will never forget about mm-hmm. and have had to live with. But it's been such a blessing in disguise, truly, to teach me so many valuable life lessons about love, about business, about just my own personal safety and protection. And it was, you know, a shitty thing to go through, but I'm really proud of, you know, the mental progress that I've made. And I do like to believe that everything happens for a reason, because I think that you could drive yourself crazy by believing otherwise.
Yeah.
So I'm good. I'm good.
That's good.
Thank you for asking. I appreciate that, actually.
Yeah, of course. I do want to bring up a quote from Cosmo.
Yeah, go ahead.
And it said, when I polled friends and colleagues about Charles, so this is from the writer.
Yes.
In the run-up to this day, the general consensus was that he had done something bad, but no one was clear on exactly what.
Yeah.
I think that's a very, very profound and important quote from the article. But what do you think they meant by that?
I think that I grew up in a time on YouTube where we are used to sharing every single aspect of our lives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ever since day one, I have made a lot of mistakes growing up. I've had a lot of great moments, a lot of bad moments, a lot of embarrassing moments, and that's all documented online. And, you know, as YouTubers, we didn't have publicists, we didn't have PR teams. When we did something bad, we were taught that the appropriate response is to get on camera and have an open and honest conversation with the people that gave us the platforms in the first place.
Right.
And although some of my apology things in the past have become memes or videos that people have laughed at, which I can understand why, I will say anytime that I've ever fucked up, I've gotten online and I've always been honest. I don't send cease and desist letters or stay silent or threaten legal action, which is what nowadays, you know, all PR teams have people do. Right. And I think that when I realized that I fucked up, like I had mentioned, I wanted to get online and have a conversation mm-hmm. and apologize for what I did do, which is that when I was 21, I had conversations with two guys that told me they were 18. And after about an hour long convo, I realized that they were lying and I blocked them. And that was it. Mm-hmm. One of the guys in the Cosmopolitan article that you mentioned literally admitted now years later that he did lie and that he wished he never did in the first place.
Yeah.
But I think that when that got posted, somebody will post a video, but that'll quickly get turned into a viral tweet, a TikTok little snippet, one little clip from here or there, or an Instagram story. And, you know, on social media, we all know that the most interesting or the most exaggerated or the craziest content is what's going to go viral. So I apologize for something that I did do and that I recognized was wrong, which mm-hmm. was not checking IDs and not taking proper precautions with the people that I was having conversations with. And I will forever admit that and be embarrassed by that and own that. But it just got so twisted into all sorts of crazy words and accusations and stories that literally just did not happen. Mm-hmm. And I think that because I posted an apology, it turned into, oh, James Charles apologized for what was said in this tweet, or James Charles apologized for what was said in this video. But that's not what it was.
Well, it's crazy. The whole apology video thing, and I've done a few of them, they bite you in the ass, which that's so backwards, right?
Yeah.
Like, it should be a good thing, but the video will never be good enough. They weren't sad enough. They weren't remorseful enough. They didn't say you know what I mean?
I think it's such like a tricky topic. Like, I think that when you do fuck up, like, you need to show remorse and that you're sorry and own what you did.
Yeah.
But I think that like the only way to truthfully do that is over time through action. That's it. Like, that's, I think that great. You need to show an apology rather than say an apology.
Actions speak louder than words.
Every time. Every single time. So I think like it's just a tricky road to go down, because there's never anything that you can truly say to fix it. I think it you have to prove that you're sorry and realize what you did was wrong over time. And I've been able to do that over the last couple of years.
Yeah. So I, for real, last question, because it has more to do with me.
Go ahead.
I didn't realize how crazy that sounded until after it came out of my mouth, but I kind of love it. Is the idea of anchoring bias. Have you ever heard of that?
I haven't.
So basically, anchoring bias, there's a million forms of biases, right? Mm-hmm. Confirmation bias. And I learned about this one, anchoring bias, which basically means people tend to hold on to and believe the first piece of information they hear about something.
Yeah.
And it's really hard for them to let it go.
Yeah.
And I think for me, that was very difficult. I'm sure for you. Yeah. Not that we didn't fuck up. I'm just saying, moving forward, do you feel like this is something that will always be a part of your story and you? And
unfortunately, yeah, I do. And that sucks. But at the end of the day, it's my fault. So it is what it is. Like, mm-hmm. I said, I've moved past it. I think that, you know, whenever drama videos first started being made about me in 2019, my dating life became extremely public. And it just, once again, unfortunately, became a trend to post conversations that people have with me, whether they were on DMs, dating apps, in real life, and it started getting a lot of engagement. So that's always going to be something that I will now need to look out for, mm-hmm. when having any sort of conversation, romantic or not. So I think like with that, it's just the same thing as like if you were a restaurant owner and you said, oh, Gordon Ramsay came in and said my food was shit and spit on it, you would probably believe it because, you know, that's the character that he is online. If you mm-hmm. said that, you know, you were in a store and overheard Billie Eilish singing to herself and she sounded incredible, you would believe it because she's an incredible singer.
Yes.
Unfortunately with me, my dating life became public and stories were posted, and, you know, it becomes a thing where now if anybody makes anything with any sort of claim, like you said, it's the anchoring bias where people say, oh, yes, I've heard this before, so
it's must truth. Be true. It's the first thing I heard and there's nothing different.
Yeah.
I just think everyone listening, all my sleuths, like, it's something to be aware of.
I mean, regardless of any sort of like scandal, whether it's, you know, politics, celebrity news, a new divorce, a new baby mama drama, whatever it is, and like, information is so easily accessible but also just as easily misconstrued, and mm-hmm. everything goes viral every couple of seconds on all different platforms with whatever information is going to be most entertaining to the viewers.
Totally.
And I just think it's a vital skill to be able to look for, you know, a real source or accurate information, regardless of whatever topic is being discussed.
Or read something from an actual unbiased point of view and not like a, oh my God, this is like giving me a little bit of a thrill to read.
Yeah.
Should we move on?
I would love to move on. I'm glad we talked. Like I said, I'm an open book. I have no problem talking about anything, but it's been years and I've talked about this so many times. Honestly, I don't think anybody gives a fuck anymore. Not that they don't. Oh my God, that's bad wording too.
Wait, nobody, why?
Well, I mean, not that they don't care about what happened. I think that people don't want to hear me talk about it.
No, the thing is, I think they do. Like people do anything that was big like that and made a splash. They do want to keep hearing it.
I think it'll get views, but I think that at the end of the day, I will always take accountability for what I did do, but I refuse to, you know, admit to what I didn't. So I just hope that through time, once again, I'm able to continue showing the person that I am and just moving forward and growing.
Yes. So let's talk about makeup. Yeah. Painted by James Charles.
Yes.
I saw the palette. Stunning.
Thank you.
I want you to use it on me. I was telling James I was going to accidentally, and I'm doing quotation marks, show up to the house without any makeup on and be like, oh my God, like so much is going on. There was an earthquake. That's not a lie. There was an earthquake today. And it really scared me. and be like, I am running late. Like, could you just help me really fast? Mm-hmm. Just so you would have to do my makeup. Yeah.
It's happened a lot of times before.
People actually do that?
Yeah.
You're lying.
No, I get asked quite frequently to do.
But like, will they pretend like, oh my God.
I've had some events like that. Yeah, for sure. I've had like girlies that'll come over and be like, oh my God, I have this dinner to go to. But like, oh, I just look so ugly. And I'm like,
you're like,
sorry, damn.
You're like, maybe put a little makeup on.
And they're like, oh. Could you just do it? I'm like so stupid. I'm like, oh my God.
Okay.
It's okay though. I love helping my girls out.
Do you?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Makeup is like, it's so, like I'm, it is my job. So of course.
A prodigy.
Yeah, of course. Thank you. Oh my God.
Of course.
I would disagree, but thank you. Appreciate it nonetheless.
No.
I just think like when it becomes your job, everything is never as, you know, fun as it once is. But at the end of the day, the reason why I fell in love with makeup in the first place is making people feel beautiful and confident.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can do that with, you know, 15 minutes in the glam chair, it's a sacrifice worth making every single time.
15 minutes.
Well,
I mean, I know you can take as long as you want, but what would you say is like your everyday get ready with me routine time?
My everyday get ready with me time is nothing. Like, this is what I look like on a daily basis.
Well, you look stunning and you don't have makeup on, and I wish you would have told me so then I would have done my makeup like I wasn't wearing any and we could both be like, oh my God, we're not wearing like barefaced interview.
If I'm doing like a really, really, really simple glam, it'll take me like 15 minutes because I'll do like brows, a little bit of brow gel just to make them look nice, a little freckle. I'll curl my lashes, add a little bit of mascara and like maybe a lip balm.
If you could only choose one makeup product.
Oh, such a boring question.
Is it? Do you always get that?
Yeah, that's the typical
shit.
I'm
new to makeup.
It's okay.
That's why I'm asking.
Every interview ever is like, if you could bring one product to a deserted island.
Okay, well,
then fuck that. Girl, if I'm going to a fucking deserted island, I'm bringing a flare. I'm bringing a raft. I'm bringing an oar. Something like a flint and steel.
Another person.
I'm not bringing you a fucking eyebrow pencil. Let's get real.
To
okay.
Talk to.
No. Fucking crazy.
Okay, fuck that question. Painted by James Charles. Yeah. Tell me about it.
I didn't mean to be rude.
No. I'm asking because I'm being selfish right now. And
I love Survivor. It's like one of my favorite TV shows ever. So like, I couldn't give less a fuck about. I love makeup, but like, if I'm going to a deserted island, I'm taking that shit serious. I'm getting off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not being stranded.
And you're getting a raft?
Maybe.
Okay. I would just
I need
get
to survey the island first to decide what I need.
I would get a person.
What just, the fuck is a person going to do?
Just for my mental health. Because I wouldn't want to be alone with a raft and like hope.
Girl, the fucking, what do you think the raft is to do? It's to leave.
I know it's to get out there, but I just feel like a person would help keep me sane.
No, I'm fine. I need my escape route planned.
Okay, well, I hope the raft can get you 700 miles across the ocean.
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked, literally, employees at one of the fastest growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series, High Hopes, are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind.
So back to Painted by James Charles. This is my fourth time coming back.
Sorry.
What was the inspo?
I have been obviously doing makeup for a really long time now. Mm-hmm. And I've had so many offers to, you know, start an incubator brand, have all these investors do all sorts of different things. But I really didn't know what I wanted to do to make my mark on the industry. And when I created my palette with Morphe years ago, that unlocked like a new area of my brain where it was the coolest fucking thing to make that palette and bring it to life with the creative and the marketing and just designing everything involved. Mm-hmm. To then seeing people get it and create just art on their face. That was the coolest fucking thing to me. And I've been drawing and painting ever since I was literally like 2 years old. My mom has like all the artworks displayed at the home. So I have like cute. All those crazy things on my Instagram from years ago as a kid. So I've always had so much love for art. And weirdly, like before I got into makeup too, I used to do portraits of like celebrity women. I've always just loved women's faces. And that's mm-hmm. how I got into makeup in the first place, was doing other people's glam. So I think I've just always loved like symmetry and beauty and just like art. So that was the inspiration behind the brand, was I wanted to create products where people could create artistic makeup looks for an everyday affordable price.
Okay. Great answer. You had that like boom, boom, boom. Let's talk about the marketing.
Yeah.
The campaign and that TikTok video, well, multiple of them. Yeah. Who like is the artistic director? But like, they're incredible.
Thank you. So I work with, literally, I have my team right here at the house. It's myself in every single meeting. And I have a couple of people that work with me on my creative, and we do everything ourselves. So we don't have an agency. We don't have an outside source with everything. It's just basically like
in-house
coming up with our shit. I think there are so many makeup brands on the market these days, and it's so hard to stand out. So with Painted, you know, obviously we're working on making sure our formulas are incredible and, you know, are at a great price point. But at the end of the day, every brand has a blush. Every brand has an eyeshadow palette. Right. Every brand has an eyebrow product. So of course we're working on innovations for the brand and would love to create products that truly have never before been seen. Mm-hmm. But in these beginning stages where we're just working on creating the staples for the collection for people to add to their everyday routine, you know, we're not reinventing the wheel.
Yeah.
So for us, it's about great formulas, but how can we get people excited about a new palette? How can we get people excited about a new sponge or a new product that they probably have already used 100 variations of?
Yep.
But how can we prove and market that ours is the best?
Yes.
So that's been a really fun challenge for me, is like, how can we fuck with people a little bit? How can we get people excited? How can we get people talking?
Yeah.
So that's been my favorite part of creating the brand.
That's a really good creative process. Like, yeah. I'm going to try that shit. I don't know what I'm selling, but I'm going to do it.
You're going to sell your stock in this new company that we're starting.
No, I'm actually selling the whole idea, but so
we have several witnesses.
That's very true. And I have my own.
Well.
And I have my own too. And you have your own too. What would you say from your collection stands out or makes it different?
I mean, I think our create paints are super fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of the basic canvas palette, but it is a neutral palette. We were super upfront and transparent by saying this is not groundbreaking, it's not revolutionary. That was the whole point of the entire campaign.
Yes.
But I think the create paints, the first product that we launched, truly were something really fucking cool that a lot of people don't already have in their makeup collection. They were not the first paints on the market, so let me make that clear. I'm not taking credit for that. There mm-hmm. were several other amazing brands that had paints before me. But I think that it comes across like a product that might be really hard for an everyday consumer to integrate into their makeup routine. Oh. But that's what a lot of our videos and marketing and educational content was about, showing how it can be used by anybody.
Okay.
We have 10 colors as of right now. And you know what? We have red, orange, yellow, green, purple, pink, but we also have brown, white, and black. So the black is the perfect paint for your eyeliner. The brown can be used for freckles, lip liner, an eyeliner, in your waterline, for all sorts of gorgeous looks. Even contour people were using it for. Same thing with like the pink for blush. So you can really use them in all sorts of different ways that people might not really figure. It's been really cool just to see how people have integrated into their makeup routines, even in ways that I would have never expected.
Yeah.
So that's really cool because it's like a multi-use product. And everyone, you know, when we were taking meetings with these billion-dollar companies that wanted to invest into the brand or wanted to, you know, run the brand in the first place, everyone said, you did this Morphe palette. Release the palette first. You need to do the palette. You need to put something out that everyone's going to want to buy. But I was like, if I'm making this brand that's all about art and getting people to fucking be creative, can you imagine if I had this brand called Painted and it's all about art and then the first launch is a neutral palette? let's be for fucking real.
Yeah.
It would have dissolved in 4 seconds flat. So I was really set in stone about, I want to release the product first that will set the standard for what this brand stands for. And I was so blessed and grateful and pleasantly surprised by the sales even of Create Paint. And of course, the palette did exactly what we thought it was going to do. But it's been really cool to see that people are still interested in creative makeup looks and color and just, you know, trying cool shit.
Yeah.
It washes off at the end of the day. So I think it's so cool to just try new stuff.
You are brilliant with makeup, obviously. You are a genius with marketing.
Thank you.
I'm going to have you help me on my next campaign for whatever
you.
I do.
Ready to go.
Really?
I love marketing. Is so fun to me. I think it's so cool.
It's not. For me, not for
why do,
you.
No, I know. Why do you say that?
I don't know. It doesn't come naturally to me.
Oh my God. What were you going to say?
No, I want to hear what you're going to say.
Everybody in this room listen to this. Did you know? This is going to blow your fucking mind.
I'm scared.
Did you know that if you get a call from a blocked number on star 67, okay, if you go to your call log of all the phones and you click on the number, even though it says blocked number or no caller ID,
mm-hmm.
you can press your little fucking finger on that no caller ID and click copy. And if you scroll over to the keypad where you go to dial a phone number and you double tap and click paste, it will give you the phone number.
It's that easy.
Did you know that? I just recently.
No.
Sophia, I swear to fucking God.
No.
I swear to God. Yep.
Can someone call me? Yep, okay, yep. I guess we can try this out later, but like
somebody just did it to me a couple days ago and it was a fucking man that I had blocked.
But that's crazy. It is groundbreaking.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have you call me. Oh, I wonder if I do. Okay. So maybe like not that rich.
It's okay.
Honestly. Oh.
I pay for fiber internet, but I could not get AT&T to install a tower in my backyard. Sorry to disappoint. Yeah. Sam always makes fun of me for how cheap I like to be, actually, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
I don't like to spend my money on... I'd pick and choose how I like to spend my money. I wouldn't say that I'm frugal, but... I value certain things more than others.
Same. I think I'm very similar.
Like, I feel like every rich person has like a collection of cars. I have one. Mm-hmm. You know, I spent all my money on my house.
Yes.
I love my house. I'm a homebody.
And
I love being
it.
Here. I did.
It was an
I
investment.
Love entertaining. It was investment property, obviously. But like, I only have one car. I have one Birkin. And I regret the purchase. I do not have a full crazy collection.
I have a Birkin and a Kelly.
Okay. You're doing better than me.
I didn't pay for them though, but...
You're really doing better than me.
I did pay for the Kelly.
That's so hot.
I did pay for the Kelly, actually.
That's fine. Even not paying for... Bitch, somebody bought you a Birkin?
Yeah.
That's so hot.
I know, right?
I love that for you.
I know.
Okay. You better work, Diva.
And it was a good one.
Okay. I bought my own and I paid way too much money for it.
The Kelly, like, I regret.
Well, did you do, like, whoever
directly
bought...
Directly from
yes,
Hermes?
Yes, did you do it through Hermes? No, me neither.
It's so impossible.
I don't care to play the game.
I just, kind of do care,
really?
But it's too much. Like, I don't have time. No, I swear to God, I don't have time.
I just think, like,
You have to like go to Hermes.
I just want to go and buy a fucking headscarf or like a Twilly.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I going to tie it on unless it's a Birkin?
Right.
Do you think I need a 50 Twilly collection for when I get one handbag to tie all of them on? No. And I don't care. I don't care.
But you can dress it up in different ways and maybe like.
No. To be, I think too, whenever the bitches that have Birkins keep their shit in their fucking room or a temperature controlled closet with the fucking stuffing,
that's embarrassing.
Yes. Well, to be fair, they do hold value. So it's an investment. It's just like a house. It's an investment property. So I get it. That's fine. If you're like, you're collecting to one day sell, that I can respect. But if you're actively wearing them, I think it's so much cooler to me and actually says you have real money when your bath looks like shit.
I agree.
When it's falling apart, when it has scratches and scuffs, that means you don't care about the value of it and you're actually using it.
100%. That's why my Kelly has a huge scratch on it that I accidentally did to it and I was crying about it. But now I'm going to play off like.
The first day I got my Birkin, my best friend farted in it. And ever since then, it's drooped. He opened the bag and just farted inside. And ever since then, it's never been the same.
That's the funniest thing I've ever fucking heard. Yeah. But also.
Deteriorated the leather.
Please. I also think if your Birkin or designer handbag is in a crazy color, that screams rich. Like if you have it in black, it's like, okay, you're using that as your everyday bag. Like,
oh, she's calling me poor.
I mean.
Did the Paris Hilton t-shirt stop being poor?
I mean, there's no Wi-Fi. That's you right now.
There's Wi-Fi and it's fiber internet. Let's relax, okay? I can't control the phone service. If you want to call AT&T and get a tower installed, be my fucking guest, okay?
Is this our first fight? Are we fighting? You don't like it when I say rich. You don't like it when I say poor.
I recognize the privilege that I have, and I recognize that I'm in a far better monetary situation than a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
But I, you know, I'm certainly not sitting here flying on private jets every day and going to expensive dinners and with a 1,000-car garage. It's not my vibe. I don't care to be.
Really? Like, no. That's not important to you.
No. For me, like, I love spending my money on experiences, memories that I will always cherish, trips, vacations, fun activities. I'm a whore for an excursion. I love an escape room.
What's an excursion? Oh, escape room.
Like, when
room?
You're on, like, vacation, like, I have no desire
to. Ziplining?
Yes. Yes. When you're on vacation, I have no desire to either sit in the hotel or, like, lay on the fucking beach. Are you one of the type of people on vacation where you're, like, sleeping at 2 p.m. because you're like, oh, it's my time off?
I wouldn't sleep in. We're vacationing.
No. If I'm vacationing, I want to see the culture of the place that I'm in. I want to go.
Okay,
I want to do
fair, fun
shit. I want to make memories. I don't want to lay on a fucking beach. I can do that anywhere. I can do that in Santa Monica.
Okay, true. That's true. But I live in New York. So where the fuck am I going to lay? By the East River?
I said vacation, baby.
Okay,
New York is not a vacation.
Okay, but you can do that here. I just, I do not like when people go on vacation and want to do activities from morning till night. And I feel like that's you, but I love you.
No, that's fine.
Regardless.
That's fine. That's such a great boundary that we've now set. So now we know is with this new founding friendship, we shouldn't vacation together. And that's fine. And I don't mean that in a shady way. Some people shouldn't travel together.
I was about to say, oh my God, yeah, we could balance each other out. And then you were just like, we should not go on vacation together.
I think that every friendship has different boundaries and standards and levels that they can reach. I think some friends, you know, some friends you could go on a trip with for a month and never get bored. Some friends you can only
like
be
us.
With for a couple of hours. And by the end of it, you're like, oh my God, I love you so much. But like, I just need a breather. And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's what life's all about is balance.
Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, wider looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit. Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, wider, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it's so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, so whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and wider with Lumify eye drops. When you try it, you'll see that it's what your eyes have been looking for. Check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Skims. What can I tell ya? It really is just that good. I can't fight it. I can't deny it. All I can do is hop on board and share with the people I love, aka my family and you guys, the perfection that is Skims. Like, Kim K just knows her shit, and she's really proved it with Skims. Every single item I have tried has been the best I've ever tried in that category. Like, whether it's underwear, loungewear, their famous t-shirt bras, Kimberly Kardashian, she just knows clothes, especially when it comes to the basics. My Skims cotton jersey t-shirt, probably the most worn item of clothing from my closet right now. The fit is insane. It snatches me right at the waist. And I mean, I've washed this thing over 100 times, but the stretch and the shape, it still stays. I have it in the color Kyanite, which is this kind of earthy blue toned color. But really, I need it in every goddamn color because it is a staple in my wardrobe. I can lounge in it, which I do all the fucking time, wear it to a recording, or I could pair it with a baggy pant and heels and a little purse and look like the cutest thing ever for a night out. So you guys, shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. It means a lot to me and helps me so much. And with that, love you, Sleuths.
And that's us.
That's us.
That's us.
Yeah, yin,
a few
yin,
hours,
yin, baby.
And then it's like, I'll see you next time.
Yeah, and well, I didn't say that, but I just said maybe not a vacation. I like to get up and go, you know? I don't want to sit around. I was in Australia a couple months ago. We did snorkeling on the Great Barrier Reef.
Okay, what did
I will
you
never forget that.
What did you see? And then I swear to God, we're going to get back to
just
on topic.
Fish and coral.
Okay, well,
but like, that's so cool, you know? We helicoptered into the Great Barrier Reef to go snorkeling.
Okay, I'm going to have to one-up you. I went snorkeling in Hawaii, and I saw an eel and an octopus get in a fight with each other.
And that is a one-up. I will give you that. That's crazy.
Like, you took a helicopter. Like, I saw some real shit.
I respect that.
The octopus released ink.
Really?
Yes. And the octopus won.
Well, octopus don't ink. Squid do.
Wait, what? No, octopus do too.
I don't think that they do. We have a marine biologist helping with an F over here. Marine biologist.
Okay. Music.
Yes.
Call Me Back. My cousin and I were listening to it over and over today.
Oh my God.
It's really, really fucking good.
Thank you, dude. Thank you.
Very good.
That means so much.
Yes. I also, just for the sleuths and everyone listening, like, heard James singing just a little bit around the house. Your voice is incredible.
Thanks.
Incredible.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I've been singing for 1,000 years, ever since I was literally like a little baby. I've been singing my entire life, far before I ever discovered makeup. And unfortunately for me, it's all been documented online since I was a kid. There's so many awful videos of me singing, all these viral memes and stuff. And it's fine. I love laughing at them. But I've always really, really wanted to work on my own original music. But I was honestly traumatized from a lot of the hate and the videos that were made, and just so scared of wanting to get it perfect. But yes. I finally found the right team to help make it happen. We talked all about all the shit that I went through earlier. That was the entire inspiration for the project. So once again, okay. I kind of talked about like it was a shitty situation, but I feel like it was a great learning lesson and now a blessing in disguise to, of course, make me more careful on the dating end, but also give me this new venture and this new chapter of my life that I'm so fucking excited for.
Yeah. Was it really emotional?
Yes.
I can tell. I can tell by how you're talking right now.
Thank fucking God we had like a little bit of a technical difficulty last night before I started singing the song to everybody.
Why? Because you were crying?
No. We had all the rehearsals, I sobbed every single time leading up to singing it.
Yeah.
But last night we had a technical difficulty where the track like just wasn't playing and the piano wasn't like working through the speakers. So I had to just sit there for like a couple of minutes and just tell weird jokes to get the crowd not uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
And that honestly made me feel so much better about it. So I didn't cry. I did, but not until after I sobbed actually when I walked inside.
No, I could feel it right now. But that's what makes incredible music, you know?
Like I said, I've loved music forever, but I didn't really know what I wanted to talk about. And all this shit happening to me, once again, once I switched my mindset and realized like, you're not the victim.
Mm-hmm.
So like reframe your thinking.
Yeah.
And this entire project is basically every single song is about different aspects of love and the growth and the learning experiences that I've had with just relearning how to love and how I want to be loved.
Mm.
So Call Me Back is all about getting ghosted, which is so prevalent in today's culture and society. And it fucking drives me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause like we talked about earlier with no people, I would so much rather have somebody just be like, hey, thank you for the conversation, but I just don't think there's a spark here. I wish you the absolute best. It's so easy to fucking say that. And of course that might hurt, but that to me is, I would so much rather be hurt by that than be left wondering without closure why this person left. But I had to stop and realize at the end of the day, silence is worth thousands of words.
Yeah.
Like I say in the second verse of the song, that's one of my favorite, most important lyrics of the entire thing. It's so important to be able to find closure in getting ghosted or you will drive yourself crazy.
I agree with that. I feel like I'm the type of person who would ghost.
Really?
And maybe I need everybody's to work
different.
On that.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's different. Everybody feels comfortable with interacting in certain ways.
You would be the type to say, I'm just not into it.
And if somebody's doing something whack as fuck, then bye, baby. I'm fucking Casper up in here, okay? I'm gone. You better call fucking Ghostbusters because I'm nowhere to be found, okay? But if I'm having a good conversation with somebody or if I've been talking to somebody that I respect and it's not wronged me in any sort of way,
yeah.
But maybe I'm not feeling it, maybe they made me a little bit uncomfortable or something, it just isn't fitting the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I think it takes 30 seconds to write a kind message being like, thank you so much. I just don't think that this is the right fit. I wish you the best. That solves so much problems. It doesn't leave anybody wondering. And of course it might hurt for a moment, but I personally, just as much as I do always say that, I would much rather hear that as well than get ghosted.
I would rather be ghosted than someone text me and be like...
Well, I also feel like you have, from, doing my research on you, I feel mm-hmm. like you have some pretty high standards when it comes to
dating.
Miss check the bank account, Miss,
Birkin.
Birkin bag.
Oh, check the bank account. That one will follow me forever.
I mean, everybody has different boundaries. I need to now check IDs before I talk to any person.
Exactly.
So, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's
bank
fine.
Account IDs and social security. I hate dudes that are on social media.
Really?
And yes. When you get in a serious relationship, will you be public with that person?
Yes, but after a really long time. I think that I've been a clout token far too many times for men that I didn't give a fuck about. So I would really want to make sure that the person that I'm with, I was positive that they were in it for the right reasons and not trying to use me for anything other than genuinely loving the human being that I am before posting it. But my entire life has always been online. I love making content online. And of course I want to make cute shit, bitch. Yeah. I want the fucking likes on a relationship video.
You want to show them off once you're certain. Yeah, I would love to,
as long as I'm positive that it's the right vibe.
I will not.
Okay.
Will not.
I love that. Good for you.
And sometimes I think maybe that's like unhealthy as fuck. I don't know.
Everybody has different boundaries. Everybody has different things that they want to do. If I think that also, like, when you're in the public eye, it's just risky. It's really dangerous. It's, and that's why I want to wait. But eventually,
it's going to come out.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I don't love, like, I'm not a big going out person. I'm not like out on the town that often, but I go to red carpets and events very frequently that I'm grateful to be invited to. I love going out to eat with friends.
Oh my God. And people, you take all the time. A date? You like drop
the carpet.
You drop the hand when you get to the carpet, though.
No, like, I'm not dating anybody, so I have nobody to bring with me to a date. But
like, what if you just brought like a casual date?
Oh my God. For like a first bitch. What?
No. Listen.
Have you ever done that?
No. This is something that this publicist from forever ago told me was like, just take someone just to get people talking.
No.
Kind of smart.
No. I would never do that. Never, ever, ever. Because people are going to find out who that is. And that's just as much. Even if you're not posting them on your platforms, that's just as much of a clout token for the other person. If press picks it up, if TikToks are made, if people on Twitter find it, it's the same shit.
That's true. But it gets people talking about me.
I've been through and the mistakes that I've made, the last thing that I want is people discussing my dating life any further. So no, there was one guy that I was talking to for like 6 months that I brought with me to a Halloween party, and it was great. It was fine.
It was everywhere.
It actually went nowhere. It was perfectly fine. It was great. But my point is that I talked to him for half a year before I was willing to bring him anywhere public with me.
Okay.
He didn't do anything weird. He was perfectly fine and normal. It was a great vibe. It didn't go anywhere either. So it was fine.
And the Halloween party you had with a mask.
No.
Full jumpsuit so no one knew who was.
I think a lot of the guys that I used to spend my time talking to, too, were guys that would treat me like a science experiment or like a secret. And that's also a trap that I fell into quite a lot. And one of the topics that gets brought up a lot in some of the music that I've been working on. Mm-hmm. And I think that was one of the things, too, where I've even a lot of the guys that I used to spend my time talking to, I couldn't have even brought to things even if I wanted to, because it was guys that would want to talk to me in private or hook up in private or hang out in private, but would never be willing to be out in public. And now I've learned that I deserve somebody that's going to be proud to love me and be with me whenever that person comes. Mm-hmm. So that was an important lesson learned too.
You're making me self-reflect. Your entire album just seems like there are so many lessons, and you've lived a lot of lives.
Yeah.
So
I know everyone thinks that I'm like 100 years old. I'm literally 24. I've just been doing this since I was 16. So it's been 8 years in the public eye. So
yeah,
I've lived 8 lifetimes.
Yeah. 28 lifetimes. Yeah. A lot. What are your other plans when it comes to music? We need more.
I have no idea. I have.
We need you on tour.
No, we don't.
We do.
We do not need me on tour, baby.
No, we do.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I am so fucking grateful that the response of the song has already been really positive.
It's good.
I am just taking it one day at a time. I am not working on this to be a pop star. I don't want a tour. I don't think that I'm some fucking musical icon and genius. I worked on this project as a healing process for myself. I worked on it as a form of therapy, and that's all that this is to me. I don't care about the number of streams. I don't care about the money. I am putting in a lot of work and effort into the marketing and the visuals because I genuinely find a lot of interest in that.
Yeah.
But I'm not doing that to blow up the song. I just want to be able to tell my story of the things that I've gone through and hopefully be able to help anybody that might be going through the same thing. I think that was one of the most interesting things for me is all these situations are so deeply personal that I felt so alone in dealing with because a lot of them were very unique. But I was shocked to see how many friends and people have been able to relate to the situations if you look at them from a bird's eye view. So for me, I'm just taking it one step at a time. I do have several other songs written and recorded that are ready to go if the time feels right and I decide to put it out. But I truly do not have any plans.
Okay.
And there will not be a James Charles tour. I guess I should never say never, but as of right now.
I think there should.
I am self-aware enough to know that I've become a meme far too many times for poor singing. And even though I am so proud of my...
That's the only one I know. The fucking,
there's hundreds. I can educate you later on.
Okay.
But I'm smart enough and self-aware enough to know that my vocals have greatly improved as I've trained them over the last several years. But I'm not fucking Mariah Carey. I'm not Ariana. I'm not Beyonce. Okay. If I went on stage for a tour and even had one note go wrong live, which is of course going to happen because I'm not perfect. Neither is anybody.
Right.
But that would unfortunately, I think really, that would become the entire topic of conversation with the entire project. So I'm not willing to let that happen.
But also, who cares? Have you seen the memes on Mariah Carey?
I'm traumatized from getting made fun of for something that I love doing.
Okay. Yes, that's true. But why are you lip syncing? Syncing?
Girl, because that's lame to me.
Oh. I feel like that's what I would do. If I'm performing live.
No, that was suggested to me as an option for, you know, the performance we did last night with the fans. But I was like, no, absolutely fucking not. Well, I worked my ass off for years with vocal coaches and with training and with, you know, once again, my own personal health journey to get to where I am to even be able to talk about these subjects in the first place. I said to myself, if I'm ever going to release a song, I better be able to sound exactly the fucking same if I sing that live.
Damn.
Or else then it's no point.
You are a true artiste. And I'm not just blowing smoke up your ass. I heard the song, the lyrics, the way, like your emotional response to us talking about it. Like that's a true
artist. It just means a lot. I've wanted to do this for so long. And now that it's out and it's getting a pretty good response is like more than I could ever ask for. I'm just happy to tell my story.
Wow. James, thank you so, so, so much for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I feel like we had great conversation.
Yeah.
A little wacky, but really deep.
Yeah.
And
we've learned a lot about each other.
We have.
We won't be taking a vacation anytime soon.
Yeah. We're polar opposites. But
if we were on a vacation, where would you go? Where would you bring me?
Off the top of my head, I mean you, Costa Rica, to do all of the adventures that they have there.
That's a great choice.
Where would you take me? He's like...
No, I'm thinking, shut up. Maybe like Paris.
Oh my God.
That got a choice?
That's what I was thinking in my brain. Okay, so we know Bonjour. Each other. Bonjour.
Is it time? Oui, oui.
Oui, oui. Okay, we're going to post the link to your song and everything else. James, I love you. Thank you so much. And salutes. I will talk to you next week. James, do you want to say anything? Listen to the song.
Yeah, thank you for having me. My first ever song, Call Me Back, is officially out now on all streaming platforms. You can go and find it. I hope you guys love it as much as I do. You can shop Painted, my makeup brand, at painted.co on all socials at painted.co. And of course, I am James Charles everywhere. Thank you for having me. Thank you for being kind with the conversation. I really appreciate everything. Mm-hmm. And I have to pee so fucking badly, so goodbye.
And my thong is up my butt, and like I need to pull it out.
I'm like about to wet myself. I need to go. Hold on.